Very happy now to be joined by Carrie Byron and Tori Belleci. They are here from the Discovery Channel and the Science Channel. There'll be a special simulcast event this Saturday at 8 p.m. They're going to do some pumpkin chunkin, where they will destroy pumpkins in various ways. First of all, let's start with you, Carrie. You are a local kid like me, but you're a Los Gatos person. So what's that like to grow up there and that nice little community and now be a TV hottie and famous?
Well, you know, I loved growing up in Los Gatos. It was a really fun, safe town. We didn't have to lock our doors, but, you know, I went to college in San Francisco, and I've been there ever since. That's my new hometown.
And, Tori, you also went to SF State. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I went to film school at State, and then after graduating, I went and worked at Industrial Light Magic, and then was there for about 8 years, and then jumped on to Mythbusters show.
When you were at ILM, Tori, I know you worked on the Star Wars movies, obviously, but the pod racers, and what is that like, being in a place like that with so many creative people?
It was the dream job. I mean, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, watching Star Wars, the 77 one, that was like the reason that I got into movies. And so to go up there and actually be working on the next, you know, the later Star Wars was just, you know, a dream come true.
And I know, Tori, growing up, you were kind of, I don't want to call you a pyro, but you liked making things blow up real good, right?
I almost set my parents' house on fire a couple of times. Made some homemade fireworks. Probably not the best. Don't try that at home.
All right. Now, Carrie, you guys were on Mythbusters, and then you weren't, and then you're back. What can you tell us what happened?
We're not back.
You're visiting.
No.
Well, I looked at your Twitter, and it said you were still a host.
Oh, I really should change that.
Okay, that's what I
mean. I'm forever a Mythbuster. I mean, I started that job in like 2003-ish, and you know, ended our time with the show just this year. It was a great time. It was a great ride. But now Tori and I are on to some other really fun projects, and Pumpkin Chunkin' is just for us, like a little reunion.
Okay, fair enough. How did you find yourself on a show like that? Was it mostly just connections, or did they search out someone that had your talents?
For Pumpkin Chunkin' or Mythbusters?
The Mythbusters, originally.
Well, originally, Mythbusters wasn't the big show it became. When it started, it really was the Wild West of cable, and I didn't think anybody was going to even watch it. I got an internship to try to get into special effects at the special effects shop where they were shooting Mythbusters, and there, my first day on the job was the first day that they started filming. So I never ended up in special effects. I just ended up being a host on Mythbusters instead.
And it turns out, I mean, you took it like a fish to water. Some people choke, and you really thrived on it. Were you kind of surprised that you were such a natural at this?
I don't think I started out a natural. I think I had some on-the-job learning. I watched some of the early episodes when we started, and it was awkward. In fact, all of us were awkward. They didn't search us out for our television talents. It's just all of us were really into building, and we would do anything, you know. We would eat bugs or scrape chicken guts off the ceiling. So we just kind of morphed into TV hosts.
Very good. We're with Carrie Byron and Tori Belleci of Pumpkin Chunkin' Super Chunk. That's going to be on Saturday on both the Science Channel and Discovery Channel simulcast. And Tori, people who are listening might say, what the hell, Pumpkin Chunkin' and that, you know, a trebuchet, a catapult with a rope on the end of it, and pneumatic cannons. What are we? Tell people a little thumbnail. What are we talking about here?
It is this event that happens every year, and it's ridiculous. These guys build these amazing machines. They spend all year long building them, spending tons of money on it just to come out to this huge cornfield and see who can throw a pumpkin the farthest, and whoever wins gets crowned Pumpkin Chunkin' King. I mean, that is the event, and it's a big, thousands of people come out, and it's a big benefit for charities.
And I think it's a very American thing too. I mean, it is a pumpkin. It's not like you're throwing French tomatoes or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems to be the perfect projectile because they've got thick walls. You can make them very, very solid. They're readily available, especially at this time of year. And they explode upon impact and become fertilizers. So you're out in a cornfield. It's actually, you're kind of mulching.
Oh, you're helping. So for people who are claiming you're wasting food or it's not sustainable, you can slap them with that.
Yeah.
This is not the kind of pumpkin you eat.
It's a full circle. It's the circle of life. From the ground back into the sky and then into the ground.
Now, my engineer here, David, is from Belgium. They also do this in Belgium?
Yeah, this is actually kind of a worldwide thing. I think if those pumpkin chunkers were easier to transport, we might have the world pumpkin chunks here. Seeing those across the water is a little insane. They are, the size of a building. We're not talking about small air cannons and trebuchets. We're talking about like a 100-foot barrel on a cannon. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah, Carrie, I saw the trailer for this, and you do not want to be in front of some of these things. You're basically... It's like a tank the way you're destroying some of these buildings. Was anybody a victim of any damage?
You don't want to be in front or behind these machines. On the side is the safest place to be, but every now and then a pumpkin goes straight up, and it's hard to figure out where exactly to be because they come down really, really fast. But we've definitely through the years seen some arms break and pumpkins fly and air cannons explode. It's feats of engineering that are taken to the point of breaking.
Very good. And
this year is totally different. I mean, this year, because the event had been canceled, we were like, the show has to go on. So what we did is we invited a handful of the air cannons and trebuchets, and we went out to a farm. And normally, the whole point of the chunk is to see who can throw a pumpkin the farthest. This time, we were like, who can do the most damage with the pumpkin? And we're not just throwing pumpkins. We're also throwing pianos. We're throwing toilets. We're throwing a car. So it's a whole new show. It's going to this year. It's a complete different wild show.
That sounds like my junior prom, actually. The piano, the toilet. Well, how hard is it to get, because I'm sure somebody tried, to get maybe Tonight from the Smashing Pumpkins as a lead into the show?
I thought that same thing. Somebody was saying the Smashing Pumpkins, and I was like, wait, what? The band Smashing Pumpkins, they should have come out and done a live performance.
Right.
I would like to officially invite them right now. If they're listening, they are welcome to come to Pumpkin Chunkin'. They can hang out with me and drink my moonshine out of the jar.
Well, I know they're going to be at the Warfield on December 10th, I think it is, so maybe the timing is just a little bit wrong, but hey, Carrie, when you go to things like Comic-Con, and people might say, well, why are you going there? It's a pop culture thing, too. Are you surprised at the fawning and the marriage proposals?
Oh, it's real sweet. I love our fans. They are very loyal, awesome people.
And, Tori, how about you? I mean, how is the groupies? Is it out of control, or is it understated?
There's so many unicorns, it's ridiculous. It's like I don't know what to do. You're like, get off. But it is funny. I mean, you go out there and you feel like a rock star. Where for the most part, we're a science show, and you go to these big conventions and you feel like you're the coolest person in the world.
Well, I think's cool about that show and you two in particular is you look like people that. That we would know. You just look like regular people who got on TV. You didn't look like the kind of people that spent years, acting and trying to get in. Nothing against those people. You guys just seem very real and down to earth.
Is that why you're saying that we're not pretty?
I'll just say, don't be a girl about it. Carrie, I already called you a TV hottie, so.
Thank you. No, yeah, I think that we have become... We're very relatable, and I think that's why people like the shows, because we're actually friends. Like, Tori and I hang out all the time. We're actually friends. We're actually doing the work. We're actually having a good time. So I think it becomes relatable. If someone sees us getting excited over an explosion, they're like, oh, that's how I would feel.
All right. Finally, Tori, you go first. Your favorite part of the show we'll see on Saturday.
My favorite part is there will be explosions.
So no teasers, huh?
No teasers, but there will be explosions.
Gotcha. And, Carrie, is there a moment when you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool?
there were so many, but it was really, they let me actually pull the trigger a couple times, and I enjoyed that particularly. I don't know if that's going to be as much fun for you as the world records and the exploding toilets, but I like getting my hands on the machine myself.
Well, listen, I'm just telling you right now, that's proof that they thought you were pretty if they let you pull the trigger. All right, the very talented and entertaining Carrie Byron and Tori Belleci. Make sure you check them out. Simulcast, Discovery, and Science Channel. That'll be Saturday, world premiere at 8 o'clock. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming on. Happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.
And you
too.
Awesome. Bye.